How's everybody doing today? Great day to be practicing football. We always say that there's nothing like meaningful football games in December, and that's true. But there's nothing better than playing football in January. It's just nothing like it, and especially playing our rivals, the Packers, just nearby, and playing a good football team, well coached. Exceptional talent on the football team and explosive all the way around. So we look forward to it this Saturday in Wisconsin.
How much of a change up was that when they put in Harris at running back and just the change of pace that he can be for them?
Not a whole bunch of change in terms of what they do. They still do the same things. It's just a faster body doing what they do, and that's a little bit of a change up. But ultimately, it's the same plays, the same passing plays, the same running plays, and we still have to execute against that.
You guys were drilling, looked like a little bit yesterday on some of the hard count stuff. How big of a priority is that? Not letting Rodgers draw you off sides like he was able to do last
time. Right. Yeah, huge priority because we shot ourselves in the foot by jumping off sides. You don't want to do that when you have, especially on third down, when you've should be off the football field and you give a team like that another chance. You just can't do that. You shoot yourself in the foot. To give Aaron Rodgers and that crew a second chance to convert and ultimately score, that kills you. So that's a big priority, not to all the time. No post-snap or pre-snap penalties. Those are things that kill you.
How much of the message going into that last game, too, for your defensive front was just keep hustling on the plays? Because you know Aaron Rodgers is just going to hold the ball at times.
All the time. Not times. He stays alive. He makes that offense go. We have to stay alive. We have to keep hustling, plaster down the field, make sure you don't turn receivers loose. They do a fantastic job of the deep guys working short, the short guys working deep. And it seems like if you look at it, it's choreographed because he always finds an open guy. So you have to be on your P's and Q's in terms of getting after him first, being disciplined about how you rush, and making sure in the back end that you keep the top on the defense, you don't let guys get behind you.
With Everson Griffin's skill set, how much flexibility does it allow you to be able to move him inside, outside, and just move him around?
It gives you a lot of flexibility because Everson is a very talented individual. But as a coach and as a coaching staff, we have to be careful that we don't do too many things with him and water down what he does best. And what he does best is gets off the ball and gets after the quarterback. So it gives us some flexibility, but we have to watch how much we do with him.
How can you be successful blitzing Aaron Rodgers? You had some success there Sunday.
You have to be careful. It's sometimes it's high risk, high reward, and then sometimes it's sometimes you get the bear and sometimes the bear gets you. So we have to worry about how much we put pressure on him with more than four and take a calculated risk when we do want to pressure. So, and ultimately, if a receiver does catch a ball, we have to make sure that there are no yards after the catch. And I think that's what happened last time when a guy caught the ball. We have to limit the amount of yards that he gets after the catch.
At times, was that just guys not breaking down, sort of overrunning some of those plays?
Well, breaking down is what we don't want to do. We want to make sure that we continue to go fast and we saw a guy in half and that we hit a guy on the proper shoulder and that's important that we take good angles to the football, that when you have a defender outside of you, that you force the ball to the defender and the guy that's over the top, he caps it off. So those are situations where we can be a little bit better.
We spend more time this week trying to get Josh Robinson ready in the slot. Les had talked about he just hadn't worked enough in the slot there.
We're working a lot of different combinations just to see how guys practice, how they feel in there. But ultimately, it's always the next guy up. And the next guy would be Sherrills if he's up. And then after that, we're working some combinations. We worked Josh in there. We worked AJ in there. We worked a couple of safeties in there just to kind of see who looks natural, who has a feel for it. And we'll see at the end of the week. Coach Woods will make a decision who he thinks should be in there if Antoine can't go, and we'll see when that happens.
What was your confidence level going into that game that Antoine would be able to play through the hands and stay out there?
I always wait until they tell me what they can do. So if ultimately he said he could go and he felt good about it in the middle of the ball game, he didn't feel like he could continue. So when I've been around the guys long enough, when they tell me something, I'd say, hey, I take it to the bank. So I did that, and ultimately, again, he couldn't make it through. So the next guy was up. That's one thing we can't worry about. You can't worry about things that you can't control. That's why we practice multiple lineups. So when one guy goes out, the next guy feels good about going in and playing winning football.
In your mind, though, being a playoff game, is there any doubt that Antoine will at least give it a try again this week?
I don't have any doubt. When the time comes, when they make a decision, when they say, hey, he's up, full steam ahead, 100%, and we'll wait till if he can go, he goes, and we won't worry about it. And if he can at some point, the next guy will go in and we'll keep playing.
You're in the slot. Randall Cobb should be back for Green Bay. What are the challenges in defending that guy?
He's fast. He has great suddenness, quick change of direction. He has great ball skills. Yards after the catch are always a problem. And when they put him in the backfield, he runs the ball like a running back. So he's a dual threat with how they use him. I don't know if you're going to just shut a guy like that down. You just have to limit the big plays that go to him. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thanks. Uh-huh.